North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, April 13, 2020.
Over the weekend, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker announced increased testing for some Massachusetts workers.
We expanded access to the free and priority COVID-19 testing sites for first responders to now include grocery store and supermarket workers. Starting today, the men and women who provide critical access to food and other necessities can schedule an appointment to receive COVID-19 testing at the Gillette Stadium in Foxborough and at the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield. If someone wants to get tested, you can make an appointment in advance with your supervisor or your manager, and you do not need to be symptomatic to be tested. I also authorized the activation of an additional 3,000 Massachusetts National Guard military personnel to support our COVID-19 response if necessary. This order raises the total authorization of up to 5,000 members statewide who may be tasked with supporting requests from state agencies for equipment, logistics, warehousing, and related duties.
Several area cities have increased their protocols on using face masks inside businesses. Governor Charlie Baker explained over the weekend his view on face masks.
This goes both ways. The point behind the face covering is not just about protecting yourself from somebody else. It's also about protecting somebody else from you if you happen to be one of those people who doesn't know you've been infected because you aren't showing any symptoms. Now, it's going to take a while for everybody to ultimately figure out because, again, we're dealing with a new virus, an unprecedented circumstance here, what the actual size of the infected but not symptomatic population is. But there's no question at this point, based on what a lot of the experts are saying, they think it's a much bigger number than was originally anticipated. So part of the issue here about wanting people to wear face coverings or masks if they go to a supermarket or a pharmacy or some other place where they can't be sure about their ability to distance is to not just protect themselves from others, but to protect others from them. Same goes with respect to the guidance we put out earlier this week about limiting the number of people who could be in a supermarket at any given time or a grocery store to 40% of the stated total occupancy of the site. Once again, designed to create distance, physical distance between people who are in there shopping and the people who are actually serving them.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
Dr. Michael Harvey is the superintendent of schools for the Masconomet Regional School District. And on Friday, he talked with MSO and told us it's sometimes very difficult during this emergency to get information out to parents and students.
Yeah, it's three towns and trying to maintain our communication. We have an email blast that we can send to everybody. But what we're realizing now is because everything is, increased sensitivity, I guess, through the Internet. Comcast is blocking some of our emails, so that's made it even more difficult to communicate. So, trying to use email, use phone, putting a frequently asked questions document together on our website, and just, really trying to keep people informed has been a struggle, I would say, just because the information changes by the hour.
Dr. Harvey also mentioned that there is some positive feedback from staff and parents as to what is actually working.
We have actually heard our remote learning plan is really kind of kicked into gear, on Monday of this week, and that we've gotten some really positive feedback. I think, teachers and students, first and foremost, it's based on a relationship in the classroom, and, that relationship was interrupted for a couple of weeks, and I think people were excited to see each other and see how everybody's doing and, make sure, reconnect, I think, was a really important thing for us. I think that's, those are the positives that we've heard. We've heard that students actually like the ability to, log in and learn online for a little while and, kind of take their minds off of it.
That is Dr. Michael Harvey, the superintendent of schools for the Masconomet Regional School District.
The Lynn School Committee has voted to waive graduation credit requirements this year for seniors who have already completed their core courses and passed the MCAS test. Gayla Colley, writing in today's Daily Admiral of Lynn, that the school committee unanimously approved the request from Superintendent Dr. Patrick Tutwiler last Thursday, which he made due to the continued impact of the coronavirus and its impact on education. The city's public schools have been ordered closed since mid-March, and although they're slated to reopen on May 4, Tutwiler said that it's likely they will remain shut until the fall. According to the school committee graduation policy, seniors are required to earn 100 credits to graduate and 25 credits per year to advance to the next grade, according to Tutwiler. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
From TarTalk.com, Senator Bruce Tarr is writing that Governor Baker signed legislation that addresses many concerns municipalities and school districts have related to this year's MCAS testing and the competency determination, the deadline for Student Opportunity Act plans, and the process for regional school districts to approve their annual budget. From a letter to school superintendents and charter school leaders from DESE Commissioner Jeffrey C. Riley about MCAS, quote, "We previously requested and received a waiver from the federal requirement for annual statewide student assessment. Now, with the state legislation enacted, the MCAS testing requirement is waived for the remainder of the 2019-20 school year. As a result of these federal and state actions and in light of the ongoing health crisis, I am canceling this spring's regular administration of grade-level MCAS tests for students in grade 3 to 10. In addition, the legislation allows the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, upon my recommendation, to modify or waive the requirements of the competency determination for high school graduation in order to address disruptions caused by the outbreak of COVID-19 or the state of emergency. I am considering various options and further guidance will be forthcoming." End quote. More on this at TarTalk.com.
Construction on a 10-story apartment building in downtown Lynn has been shut down due to safety concerns from the continued so-called, quote, violent protests against the project, according to the developer Michael Procopio. The decision to halt all non-essential construction for the $90 million Monroe Street development comes after weeks of daily protests. More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn. Meanwhile, Topsfield Police Sergeant Neil Hovey has been chosen as the town's new police chief. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News, the town announced that Hovey will replace Chief Evan Hagland, who is scheduled to retire at the end of April, according to Town Administrator Kevin Hartunian. Much more on this in today's Salem News.
Heather Alaricio is writing in today's Newburyport Daily News. With more and more people experiencing layoffs and other hardships, food pantries across the state are seeing a surge in demand. Jane Merrow, a founder and coordinator of the all-volunteer food pantry at First Parish Church of Newbury, said the pantry went from serving about 150 to 180 people a week in recent months to serving 317 just last week. She's quoted as saying, because they now have no income, people who lived kind of week to week are really in dire straits. At our neighbor's table, Executive Director Lindsay Height said the organization is dealing with a tremendous increase in demand. Since March 16, our neighbor's table has registered 139 new households with 376 members and distributed 103,960 pounds of food, Height wrote in an email. That's a 17% increase compared to this time last year. As demand increases at the Newbury Food Pantry, supplies are beginning to diminish. According to her weekly calls from the Greater Boston Food Bank, Merrow said the pantry gets most of its goods from the Greater Boston Food Bank. In a recent phone call, she was told that at least 50 pantries had closed in Massachusetts due to staffing or fear or people getting sick. Much more on this story in today's Newburyport Daily News.
This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast on msonewsports.com. We'll buckle up today. Rain and wind in our forecast for the day. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to join Rick Moore and Tim Kearns and the Fruit Crew tonight at 7 o'clock for North Shore Sports Night, every Monday night at 7 o'clock. This is North Shore Today. Have a great Monday, everybody.